Alright folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little dose of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful. Practicing gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go with the rainbows and unicorns again, trust me, this isn't about slapping on a fake smile when life throws you curveballs. It's about intentionally shifting your focus away from negativity and finding those little sparks of joy that can actually change your whole outlook. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of complaining? You know that feeling when everything just seems to be going wrong and you find yourself dwelling on all the bad stuff? We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of negativity, but here's the thing. It doesn't have to control you. Gratitude, my friends, is like a mental muscle that gets stronger with practice. The more you focus on what you're grateful for, the less power those negative thoughts have over you. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about choosing to acknowledge the good alongside it. Think of it like this. Imagine your brain is a television screen. If you only watch the news all day, you're going to feel overwhelmed and anxious, right? But if you switch channels and tune into something uplifting, a funny movie, a nature documentary, a conversation with a loved one, suddenly things feel brighter, don't they? Gratitude is like that channel switch. It allows you to see the world through a more positive lens, even when things are tough. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your gratitude journey. 1. Start small. Don't feel pressure to write a sonnet of thanks every day. Just start with one or two things you're grateful for. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. These little moments can make a big difference in your overall mood. 2. Be specific. Instead of saying, I'm grateful for my family, try something like, I'm grateful for my sister's infectious laughter that always brightens my day, or I'm grateful for the phone call I had with my mom where we just laughed and caught up. The more specific you are, the more powerful your gratitude becomes. 3. Express it. Don't keep your gratitude bottled up inside. Tell someone how much you appreciate them, write a thank you note, or simply make a mental note of what you're grateful for. Sharing your feelings amplifies their impact. Think about it. Wouldn't it feel amazing to receive an unexpected note of thanks from someone? 4. Practice daily. Like any good habit, gratitude needs to be nurtured. Make time each day to reflect on the things you are thankful for. It could be during your morning coffee, before bed, or even while taking a walk. 5. Shift your perspective. When faced with challenges, try asking yourself, what can I learn from this, or what opportunities might this present? This shift in perspective can help you find gratitude even in difficult situations. Now, let's take that theory and put it into practice with a real-life example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during your daily commute. You're already running late for an important meeting, feeling stressed and frustrated. But instead of getting sucked into the negativity, what if you took a moment to appreciate the little things? Maybe you noticed a beautiful sunset, heard a catchy song on the radio, or had a friendly interaction with another driver. By focusing on those positive aspects, even in a frustrating situation, you can shift your entire mindset and actually feel more calm and collected. So remember, folks, gratitude isn't just about feeling good, it's a powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs. By practicing it consistently, you can cultivate a more resilient and positive outlook. Ready to level up? Take the simple action. Right now, think of one thing you're grateful for in this very moment. Feel that sense of appreciation wash over you. Good job. You're already on the right track. Keep practicing those gratitude muscle exercises, share this episode with a friend who could use a little extra positivity, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Until next time, stay calm, keep growing, and remember, even in the chaos, there's always something to be grateful for.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.